Well, you guys have a big meeting coming up here next week to talk about this, huh?
We do. We're going to talk about our shoreline document, which is the framework we use to issue outfitter guide permits, which is, you know, how many clients on how many days can be used commercially. And that document is, it's now 8 years old, and it's time for us to revisit. And it spans four districts, the Juneau, Hoonah, Sitka, Admiralty districts. So it's quite a bit of shoreline for it to cover. And that framework, like I said, gives us the basis for all of the permits that we issue for things like guided hikes and freshwater fishing and bear hunting. And we think it's going to take us 3 years to complete our revisit to this document. And right now we're in the feedback phase. So we really want to hear from folks who are using the forest how it's been working for them.
So what is the, I guess, what role does the document play to the average person? What does it mean?
Right. So what it means is that when you go into your favorite spot, it's the how many commercial users you're going to run into in your favorite spot. So if you have a favorite hunting site that you've bumped into commercial users there, we want to hear if that's working or if it's not working for you.
Right, and we want to know, like, are you feeling crowded at certain places, or we want to know where you're experiencing those, you know, those types of things, and or has it been working? Are you finding that the use out there is all right? You know, you're not really running into people.
So you'll have a meeting on this next week?
Yeah.
Right. So we have Wednesday, February 22nd at Centennial Hall. We have two opportunities to come in and share your thoughts with us, one from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and then another from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. And these will be informal meetings with several stations set up with maps, and we also have feedback forms that we're asking people to just come in and stop in for a few minutes and fill out a short form and write on the maps and let us know what your thoughts are. You don't have to come for the entire time. You can just stop in when you have a few moments and let us know what your thoughts are.
What about for people outside of the immediate Sitka area? How can they comment on commercial use?
Well, we have lots of ways for folks to get a hold of this form. It's going to be online, and you can get that website from our front desk at the Forest Service. Or we'll have forms at the library here in town, and we've sent the forms off to Tenneke and PA. So those are in the mail. The forms are in the mail. We also have the website set up, as I said, so folks can go there to read the document if they don't have it and want to comment more specifically about that. So, mm-hmm. And we want to hear from guided users or guides and non-guided users, so anybody
right.
And everybody.
Right, and one of the things that we have that we struggle with is understanding how much non-guided use there is out there. We have a pretty good picture of guides and where they go through our permit process, but we don't have as much of an understanding about the non-guided users, and so it's really important for those folks to come in and talk with us.
I mean everyday people.
Everyday people, yeah. Everybody.
So is there anything else you'd like to add or include on this?
Well, the contact person for the project, if you have questions, is Sue Jennings, and her number is 723-0477. And if you don't have an opportunity to write that down, just call our the Sitka District Office front desk at
747-6671. And that's just our front desk number.
And so for people outside of the Sitka area, how can they find information on this?
The website, or calling Sue or our front desk, and the other districts will be doing public meetings as well. So if you're listing from PA and you're going to be in Juneau soon, keep an eye out for that meeting notice.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to mention or include or let people know about?
I guess just to reiterate that we just really want to hear from folks. We're really at the start of the process, and this is the best time to come in and talk to us about this, because what we learn now will shape this plan in the next 3 years that we're going to be working on this. So, we'll be taking comments and involving the public throughout the process, but this is the start. So this is the prime time to get in and let us know what you're thinking so that we can use that information to help us move forward.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the meeting will be Wednesday at Harrigan Centennial Hall, starting at 11:30 a.m. You're listening to Morning Edition on Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka.